are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience. This is Living Lighter Radio and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason. Today, we're talking about lying and its effects on you. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, I know that everyone lies, you know, but it just seems to be getting worse. And I know you're not going to say we shouldn't lie. So what does lying have to do with the ecosystem approach?
Well, the ecosystem approach is about uncovering who you are authentically. And so that's where we always start, is who you are authentically. And we're going to talk about the types of lying that are the most toxic and bad for human beings in terms of how we're designed. And then we're also going to talk about how we are designed to tell the truth about ourselves.
So we're not talking about the question of, does my butt look big in these jeans? We're not talking about that, right?
Well, no, that's never, that question's never answered truthfully anyways.
That was my point. Okay. So, all right. So Jason, how are we designed to tell the truth about ourselves?
Well, one of the ways, and this has gotten lost in our you know, contemporary culture, but we, as humans, we come imprinted in multiple ways about who we are authentically.
Okay.
You know, our body and our ecosystem that we live in, this planet Earth, is all designed so that when we pop out as a baby, we've got numerous, I call them imprints, but they're like little signs that say, this is who this person is authentically.
And by the way, I don't think they're so little, but go
yes.
ahead.
And we've lost all that.
Okay.
And what's happened is, before we talk about how we are imprinted to tell the truth or be honest about ourselves, instead of going through the process when we're a child, having our parents go through the process of helping us uncover and discover who we are, we're programmed.
Mm-hmm.
We're told who we should be. And that, from the very beginning, you know, our culture is so much about, you know, what our parents want for us, which sometimes is very invasive and toxic.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the imprints.
Okay.
When you're at the moment of your birth, at the time of your birth, there's an astrological imprint, and they call it the natal chart. And that chart describes in great detail who you are.
Okay.
You know, we've talked about astrology before. It's one of the ways that we go to often with clients because they've lost this idea of who they are and they don't have any sort of guide to kind of help them.
Right.
You know, when someone reads your palm, those lines in your hand talk a lot about your life. The bumps on your head, these are old technologies, but they're not used today. Your iris and its shape is like a fingerprint.
Mm-hmm.
Your handwriting, for example, you know, there's handwriting analysis that will tell you, based on your handwriting, they can do personality profile. Numerology, which is based on a lot of numbers in your background, even your posture, your energy. You know, Patricia is someone who reads auras. You don't need to read someone's auras, but you can just feel how a person is. We're designed to tell the truth. Even lie detection technology is based on the truth that physiologically,
meaning heartbeats and that sort of thing.
Blood pressure.
Yes.
All these important things.
Okay.
Are affected when we lie.
Yeah.
Our body knows. And it doesn't like it. It has a negative effect.
Our body authentically knows whether we're connected to that authenticity of ourself or not, correct?
Exactly.
Okay.
And here's the biggest trap.
Okay.
Acting like someone we're not by playing a role is toxic to our essence. Our essence wants and needs to express itself in an authentic way.
Right.
You know, right. And I can tell you a story.
You know what? It's a great story. Everyone, I'm sure, would love to hear it.
You know, we had a client who died recently, and she just worked with us a couple times, and she primarily wanted us to work with her son. But we worked with her, and this was after she was diagnosed with lung cancer.
And by the way, she never smoked.
She never smoked. Mm-hmm. She was relatively healthy. Mm-hmm. She was relatively young. She was in her 60s. And she had a lot of life left in her. She was having great time in retirement. She was doing all these things. She was very active and very busy. And, you know, in her mind, she said it to me specifically, I've done everything right.
I shouldn't have this horrific disease.
Exactly.
And I shouldn't have the burden of this disease.
Exactly. And I knew, and this is a little bit about her background, but her mother had lied to her about who she was, because her father, who raised her, was not her
birth father.
And her mother knew who her birth father was, and they were known to the family, but her mother never told her. Until she found out much, much later in life. And she was very angry about that. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't just about that, but this idea that she couldn't trust her mother, that her mother, in a way, had... she always felt she was the second born, and she always felt that she was always had to keep up and be perfect and all these things. And she was angry about it. But when we started doing some sessions after she'd been diagnosed with lung cancer, she was saying, well, I've forgiven my mother. No, she hadn't. She was lying to herself. And truly, I could see the anger and resentment and the bitterness toward her mother was literally fueling, acting as an energetic fuel for that tumor in her lungs.
Exactly. And by the way, it was multiple tumors, but yes.
Yes. And so...
Let me ask you the question, Jason, and this is an important one. Are you saying that the possibility of us lying to ourselves, and we're going to get more into that, but the possibility of lying to ourselves can create disease?
Yes. Mm. It can create disease. That's more the horrific part.
That's going to the really...
The worst of the worst.
Okay.
But in terms of, so my spouse beats me, but I still love him. Or, this is the love of my life, even though maybe it's not.
Yeah.
Just because you think he should be the love of your life.
Well, yeah, because he has all the qualities or all of the quantities that other people say are the best.
Yes. You know, it's... we do that, and frankly, that's the most toxic form of lying.
Yes.
You know, I've heard this misconception a lot too, that you somehow get some sort of karmic points for telling the truth.
Hmm.
I don't see that at all. You know,
no.
We'll do a whole show sometime about karma, but we don't see karma in the way that most people do.
Right.
It's, it's the negative energy that you have attached to you that stays with you and is part of your karmic debt, so to speak.
Right. Well, you know, there's another little side on the other side. What happens when you're lying and people can't or won't hear you?
You know, a lot of people feel like telling the truth is honorable, but many of them piggyback their deep-seated angers, bitterness, resentment onto the truth-telling. You know, so when you tell someone the truth, they can't hear it because it's already mixed up with anger, bitterness, resentment, maybe a little need for revenge.
Things, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
There's all sorts of negative, you know, maybe
right.
It's shame, maybe it's guilt, you know.
Disappointment, sure.
It's in a form of manipulation.
Right.
So what does that leave us with? Well, a world where everybody's lying to each other.
And to ourselves.
And even if you do tell the truth, no one's listening. So right. I know that paints a pretty sad picture. And really, well, I'm telling you the truth.
Clear audience, Jason's really, hopelessness. Yes. Yeah. We'll clear Jason's hopelessness in a few minutes. So, I think it's really important for us to understand that lying is an energy. Lying is also a trained energy. And lying also keeps us stuck in the illusion. It stops us from facing the reality or the authentic part of ourselves,
which is dying to be expressed to the world.
Absolutely.
And that's healthy. It mm-hmm. makes us, it creates happiness, mm-hmm. expressing who we are honestly and yes. authentically
yes.
to at least one or two people in the world is very fulfilling.
Well, and especially to yourself. And I'm just going to jump to the chase here. Jason, how do you start to tell the truth to yourself? By using what?
The ecosystem approach.
Absolutely. It's pretty amazing.
So it sounds like it's time for key points.
Well, okay, Jason, that's my line. Here we go.
Okay.
Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Human beings are imprinted with the truth about who they are authentically.
Mm-hmm.
The type of lying that is the most toxic is when you lie to yourself.
Right.
And lying to yourself can literally kill you and create health issues and huge amounts of stress.
Mm-hmm.
And the ecosystem approach helps you to overcome the negative effects of lying, dishonesty, especially with yourself.
Okay. So stay tuned when we come back. We're going to talk about a perspective on lying in a world that promotes lying and how to be healthy within yourself. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive. The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo. Live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
Find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
The knowledge book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on transformationtalkradio.com.
With Jason, and I'm Patricia, and we're talking about a perspective on lying in a world that promotes lying and how to function with all of the lying. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason. So if lying is bad for you, does that mean you should never lie?
No, absolutely not. There are two types of lying that we have to do.
What? Two types of lying we have to do?
Yes.
Okay.
The first type is when it's required for the game. We're going to talk about that in just a minute.
Okay.
And the second type is when it's required for social ease and interactions. Let's talk about the game first.
Okay. Tell me about the game.
You know, in the olden days, way beyond my olden days, you know, if you're 20, I'm talking about really like 100, 200 years, 300 years away. You could have one farmer that says, I had some extra corn this year, and the guy next to him has some extra eggs. And he said, okay, I'll trade you my corn for my eggs. And then you develop a relationship that's based on a form of genuineness or authenticity. You know, my word is my bond. You know, what you say, your reputation with your neighbors is really important. So people think about that.
Okay.
It's no longer that way anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, you compete. Competition has made it all perverted in a way. And it's the competition that kind of treats us like machines to start out with, and that's where the programming comes from.
Okay.
But, you know, let me give you an example. You compete to get into college. After high school, you compete for those jobs. You compete to get into college. When you graduate, you compete.
Again.
To get those jobs. Mm-hmm. You know,
And you keep competing to be the best at your job.
Exactly. I had a client who was a recruiter, so he knew the game really well. Mm-hmm. And he liked to brag about how he went out one time and got hired for like five or six different jobs that he was completely unqualified for just because he could do a good interview.
He could play the game.
He could play the game.
Oh, my.
So when you're playing the game, you're also playing a role. Mm-hmm. When you go to work, and this is most big corporations, sometimes it could be different in certain departments or certain other small businesses. But for most places, and sometimes it's a mix of the two. And I guarantee you, it's usually a mix of the two. And how much of each you'll have to decide on your own. But it's all about gamesmanship. And when it's about gamesmanship, then you play a role. So when you go into work, you're playing a role, just like an actor, that makes you look good. Because here's one of the truths, and we'll talk about this some, you know, we'll start to talk about some business topics later on. But one of the things that most people don't understand is that it used to be that the cream would rise to the top. In other words, those who were the best in the world would come to the top. But today, it's not about who's the best, who looks the best. And that distinction is really, really important.
Right.
So the people that can play a really good role are often considered to by their bosses for the promotion, where the person who's not good at promoting themselves, advertising themselves, playing that role, they don't do very well. You know, I think one of the best examples of this is, and we don't watch this, but we've seen a lot of the previews and the trailers.
Right.
And that's The Bachelor.
Okay.
And women are set up to compete for a man. OMG, if you don't think there's lying on that program when there's so much competition, you know, and those women, whether they know it or not, are playing a role that they think will be attractive to the bachelor, so they'll get picked.
What happens when the reality shines through?
Oh my gosh. You know, if you want more help about finding finding a partner, you know, go to our radio show on Finding Love. But I guarantee you, lying is not the way, or it's short term. It's short lived.
Okay.
So,
okay.
All but right. Here's another one that people, okay. And Patricia alluded to it in the first segment. There are lying for social ease and interactions.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, a lot of people, this is part of what we talked about in the first segment, that they lie to themselves, and they do it not because they have a sinister intent, but because they can't do it any other way. Their emotions are so raw. For example, shame is a good example. If it's so big, you have to lie to yourself, because if you told yourself the truth, it would be so painful, you couldn't handle it. And so when you're on the other side of that person, sometimes you have to lie. You choose to lie because it's the kinder, more gentle thing to do.
And I would say that often it's unconsciously done.
Yes.
Because you don't, you know, and I happen to know exactly who you're talking about, but the bottom line is that there are people out there that they don't want to lie, but they choose to not see the truth. And therefore that enables the lie to continue.
A lot of people force the people around them to lie to them, or to continue the lie that they carry for themselves.
Well, and you know, you have a great story about that, Jason.
We, you know, I'm going to really get personal, but I'm talking about my mother, and my mother is 89. She's going to be 90 soon. She struggles to hear, where she has a cochlear implant. So without that cochlear implant, she's completely deaf. So long, long, deep conversations really aren't appropriate. But my mother has this view of my father. And
who left us 5 years ago?
Yes, he died. He literally died. But she was, you know, she thought he was the greatest. She was, you know, she sees the relationship she had with my dad as true love and long term love. You know, I saw it, and both myself and my sister, we left because we both saw it, that he was toxic, possessive, controlling, angry, and we suspect mentally ill. We suspect there might be some sort of paranoid schizophrenia type thing going on.
Right.
But, you know, and my mom knew that I had issues with my dad, but she's never confronted me with it, and she doesn't want to.
Right.
She doesn't really want to talk about it.
Right.
And she doesn't want me to tell her the truth about him, because she doesn't want to see it that way. And their relationship, you know, when my dad died, all of her neighbors came over, and we talked to them, because, you know, and they were saying, oh, we didn't even know that your mom existed for, you know, most of the time that she was lived
right,
there,
right.
Which was since I was a teenager, you know, because my dad kind of kept her away.
Well, he possessed her to the point of she didn't leave the house except one day a week.
Yes. You know, and she didn't see it as possession, but it was pretty toxic.
She saw it as, he needs me.
Yes. So, you know, that was lying to yourself.
Exactly.
Well, you know, and so when you're working with someone, saying things that are honest in a way that will be received in a good way, that's the ecosystem approach. You can use, if you're trying to get someone, you can tell them the truth. But if there's anger or need for revenge and bitterness there,
or hurt and emotional,
yes,
pain, they can't hear it.
Because it's packaged with stuff that is hard to hear from.
Exactly.
They may not be able to hear it either. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that we've learned in the work that we do is that as we've gotten better at working with clients individually,
yeah,
it's because we tell them the truth. But we know how to say it. We know how to develop the relationship first and say it in a way that
they can hear and that they can handle.
Yes.
And then be able to say to us, I can't handle that. I don't want to hear it. I've heard that more than once, of course. And I'll say, well, let's clear that so we can see what's going on with you.
And most people aren't that honest with us in return, they'll say something like, oh, this isn't working for me. Or they'll attack us as opposed to tell us that we're being too honest with them.
So,
you know, it's the ecosystem approach creates an environment where you can have honesty. First, and because first it starts with yourself.
Right.
As you remove your own fears and insecurities, then you can start to be honest with yourself. And then as you remove your own anger and bitterness, you can tell someone else the hard truth. Now, you know, aside from the does my butt look fat in these jeans question, Patricia and I are really honest with each other.
Truly. But we also know that there are times where certain things can't be said, that we wait or we, you know, choose another way to do it.
No, everybody's on this edge of their seat. Patricia does not have a fat butt.
But, oh my!
just so you know that,
everyone. Yeah. Okay, so all right. So one of the things I want to say is that the ecosystem approach does help you create an environment where you can begin and even continue to be honest with yourself, you know, and remove your fears and your insecurities, or at the very least, look at them.
You know, married couples have a hard time with this because they often go to therapy, quote unquote therapy, so they can tell each other the truth, which is really just there's some information, but it's just a vehicle often to take out their anger, need for revenge, and bitterness with each other.
Exactly.
Oh,
all right.
I'm not a couple therapist. Anyways.
Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Lying at work and in game situations makes perfect sense. Get good at it. Do it well.
Okay.
It's okay.
All right.
There are some family and friends that you cannot be honest due to hurt and emotional pain.
Right.
We all need at least one person to express authentic feelings and to be unguarded. Mm-hmm. And the ecosystem approach is the way to create an environment for you where honesty can thrive.
Love it. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to overcome the worst type of lying. And that's what? Lying to yourself. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We're talking about how to overcome the worst type of lying, lying to yourself. But you know what, Jason, let's back up for just a moment because we didn't cover something in the last segment. And okay. Explain what we were talking about.
Well, one of the things that's really important is that in this world where we're playing a game a lot of the time, and we're using social lies for social ease. You know, there's even your family, there's some certain topics that you just can't talk about, this you can't go to, you can't be open and honest with people that are in your family. You need, it's part of your health to be able to have a venue, a place where you can tell the truth. Yes. And that starts first with yourself.
Okay.
And
okay.
that's probably 60% of the way there, you know. And then it's, you always have to have at least one or two people in the world that you can just let your hair down and be who you are.
Okay. I really like that. So, Jason, what makes us lie to ourselves?
It's the negative energy in our essence. The negative energy creates emotional compulsions and behaviors that keep us from the truth about ourselves.
Huh. That sounds really complicated. What if you just want to stop lying to yourself?
We've designed the ecosystem approach to remove those negative energies. So it doesn't have to be complicated. We kind of take you step by step in how to clear these negative energies so you can see yourself more clearly.
And that's one of the reasons that we're doing all the radio shows, because we're really helping people learn how to use the ecosystem approach.
And frankly, the most important part of the ecosystem approach is that we take an energy approach to life.
Well, because everything is energy.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, good.
So instead of a strategy and technique or programming, you know, do this and do this and do this.
Okay.
We say change energy first.
Right.
So let me tell you a story about a client who began to see their obnoxious attitudes and behaviors.
You're not talking about me, right?
No, I'm not.
Okay, go ahead.
You know, and it's taken us a long time to get here because it's taken a lot of clearing to get there. Mm-hmm. But they have this, they were taught to be thrifty, but in that process of being quote unquote thrifty, they had this mild paranoia where they always thought everybody's out to get them. And so any interaction, typically about money or power or whatever, there was this idea, there was this pretext or meta, this energy or attitude that says, are you gonna take advantage of me? Are you gonna screw me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is this gonna be a fair interaction? And so that energy kept this client from being likable to the degree that he really is.
Well, because energetically, that energy would get in the way between whoever this person was and another person or any interactions with other people.
Exactly. Right. So when you uncover your essence, which is the ecosystem approach, right, what happens is that you start to see yourself, you start to see how you lie to yourself. And oh, by the way, that's how you develop emotional intelligence. Hmm. When you can start being honest with yourself, then you can see how other people lie to themselves and you see how other people work in a way that's much more profound and broad-based.
You know, Jason, let's talk about emotional intelligence and the importance of it. It's a really big issue.
Well, you know, when you have
When
you have negative energy, it is. When you have negative energy attached to your essence, it creates conditions for lying to yourself.
Okay.
Maybe it's shame. Maybe your compulsion is shame. Maybe your compulsion is to be aggressive when someone attacks you. You know, that's negative energy too. All those bad behaviors that are often invisible and maybe not completely invisible. Someone may know that they don't have any confidence, but they don't see exactly the lie they're telling themselves about that lack of confidence.
Ah, I see.
You know, negative energy acts as a block or a veil that keeps us from seeing.
Right. Okay. So,
you know, one of the best examples of that is, you know, abused women.
Ah,
you know,
boy, that is the truth. But I love him.
Yes. Or, you know, I'm sure they lie to themselves. They say, well, if I only would do exactly what he says,
everything will be okay.
He'll never be angry. But what they don't see, and this is one of the lies, is that it's not the trigger really isn't about what they do, that their spouse is looking for a trigger. And they'll find one when they look for it.
Hell or high water.
Yes.
Yes.
That's one of the biggest lies. The other one is that even though afterwards the spouse is far more attentive and affectionate, that they believe that affection is authentic, but that the hurtful, you know, whether it's physical abuse or emotional abuse,
correct,
is. They deny that part. They lie about that part, the intensity of it and how it's really affecting them.
Exactly. So, you know, let's talk about lying to ourselves about certain things.
You know, we lie to ourselves about our career. We mm-hmm. lie to ourselves about mm-hmm. money,
mm-hmm.
you know, if I just got this loan, then, I'll have, it'll get me over the hump and then I'll be okay. Or if I get over the hump, I can be okay or whatever.
Right.
People lie to themselves about, relationships. And, you know, we probably get the most of our clients have been about, you know, relationship problems. And it's not just, you know, with partners or spouses. It can be with parents. It can be with siblings. It can be with children.
Right.
You know, and part of the problem is you're lying to yourself about some aspect of it.
Okay.
That keeps you from, quote unquote, fixing it.
Well, and you know, I have just a little tiny story. Before I met Jason, I had been in a pretty bad car accident and it was a workers' comp deal. And they had to retrain me. And so I went to computer school, and anybody who knows me knows I am not a computer person. Anyway, I went to computer school to learn how to fix computers. I actually did pretty well. I think I graduated in the top 5% of my class. And, you know, I did well. I did well because I was programmed to learn. You do this, you do this.
Through memorization.
Through my memory.
Yeah. She didn't understand how they really work. She
no,
just understood.
Not at all.
She just memorized the
exactly.
answers. Yeah.
And so, but the reason that I did this was that my stepfather, whom I loved dearly, he was a designer engineer. He worked for a division of NASA back in the 60s. I mean, you know, he was a smart guy and
smart engineering type guy.
Yeah, really.
So he wanted you to be an engineering type woman.
Well, he did because he saw that was successful. He felt that would be, you know, but he didn't look at me as the person. And that's my point. He didn't look at me as the person of who I am. I have all of these talents and all of these abilities that come naturally to me, but computers and numbers are not one of them.
So
I lied to myself, and I never did get a job in computer anything. So Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Lying to yourself has really toxic implications for your emotional health.
Mm-hmm.
Lying to yourself allows you to ignore the warning signs from essence that something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Emotional intelligence requires that you first be honest with yourself to see others clearly.
That's a big point.
And the ecosystem approach puts it all together so you can see that lying to yourself and from others in a way that's useful to you.
Okay. So, Jason, let's tell everyone, those who don't know, or remind everyone how we do energy work here.
And that's because we're going to do some clearings at mm-hmm. the end
in the
next segment about lying and dishonesty and how to help bring yourself back from lying to yourself and mm-hmm. other kinds of lying. So here we go.
Okay.
When we say and to eliminate, just gather up whatever we say to eliminate, whether it's a veil, an illusion, a barrier, an emotion, just gather up all that stuff in your body and in your mind's eye, blow it into a trash can. If you don't have a trash can close to you, create a trash can in your
imagination and yes. Put that negative energy in there. And we do this by breathing and to eliminate, and then we blow it out and blow it out into the trash can. So it's really kind of cool. Then at the end of that, we're going to activate life force. Life force is the most positive energy we can use. It is the most amazing energy that we have available to us, and it is phenomenal. And we're going to, in its way, kind of reverse the process. We're going to call in life force energy. We're going to pull it in through the top of our head. We're going to let it go all the way down our body, down our arms and our legs. We're going to stop it at the tips of our toes. We're going to turn it around. And any negative energy that is left over, and of course, we know there's tons of it, we blow it out into the trash can. Like, and so, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to help you clear negative energies that affects and the effects of lying and dishonesty, especially with yourself. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Celebrating 40 years of peace through music. Dr. Pat Basile is thrilled to be partnering with Dudley and Dean Evanson, co-founders of Soundings of the Planet. Music and video created for peace and healing. Immerse yourself in benefits of music for meditation, relaxation, and stress reduction. This peaceful and meditative form of music is available for free on all streaming services. Search Dean Evanson on Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, and iTunes, or visit soundings.com for more information.
Are you ready to finally feel empowered and knowledgeable in your political stance? Let Marsha Padilla Goad educate you on exactly how important grassroots advocacy is in a relatable way to all parties and all perspectives. Tune in to Grassroots Advocacy Radio with Marsha every first Tuesday of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit DynamicsInPublicAffairs.com.
is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. In this segment, we're going to help you clear the negative effects of lying and dishonesty, especially within yourself. So, Jason, you ready to get started?
Here we go. I direct all my resources and all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see my essence craves honesty and authenticity. So gather up all those veils and illusions from your tips of your toes, blow it into that trash can.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can develop my intuition to know when to be honest and when not to be honest. Take a breath.
It's your intuition that allows you to know when to say, hey, you know, those jeans look like they're busting out of the seams, or when you can't say that at all.
Or when you can say, hey, that looks great.
Yes.
So, and to eliminate the barriers to my compassion so I can use compassion when I feel the need to be honest. Breathe nice and easy.
You know, radical honesty and just being honest for honest sakes can be really toxic
and harsh.
Yes. So, and to eliminate any bitterness, anger, and resentment that I have when I tell the truth to someone else that makes it impossible for them to hear.
Mm.
Gather up all that anger, bitterness, resentment, blow it into the trash can.
And to eliminate all of my fears and worries and insecurities that keep me from hearing and seeing the truth, feeling the truth. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers from seeing the truth about my own behaviors without guilt and shame.
Nice.
Take a breath.
Here's a one that I love this one. And to eliminate the false belief that I get karma points for telling the truth, which activates righteousness. I release and let go all of that negative energy and that illusion for me. Take a breath.
Yeah, a lot of people tell the truth with such righteousness that no one can hear it.
Exactly. You know, and the question I have then is, what's your motive?
Exactly.
Yes. Okay.
And to eliminate the barriers to seeing the truth about my own behaviors without guilt, shame, and self-abuse or any other kind of negative energy that really hurts me.
Okay.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate my strong emotions of anger and bitterness, fear and guilt that gets in the way of regarding the truth of delivery, the delivery of the truth. Take a breath. Let go of it. Blow it out.
And to eliminate the shame and unworthiness that keeps me from the truth about myself and my situation.
Okay.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate emotional intelligence, which requires honesty with self first before we understand others. Take a breath. And the bottom line on that one is being honest with ourselves is what starts. Using the ecosystem approach starts and helps us with that honesty. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see the lies I tell myself about everything.
And anything.
Yes.
Take a breath. Ready to activate some life force, Jason?
Let's do it.
All right. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force so I can trust my own truth, trust that my own truth is beneficial
to me. Take a breath, easy. Pull in that life force energy. Let it go all the way down your body, your arms, your legs. Stop it at the tips of your toes. Turn it around. And any negative energy that's left over, blow it out right now.
And to activate life force, so I can trust that clearing and discovering my own truth is in my highest and best interest all the time. Take a breath. And to activate life force, so I can have the confidence to hear the truth from others in a way that is in my best interest.
Take a breath. Pull in that life force energy. Let it go all the way through your body. Turn it around and blow any negative energies out. And to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy and creative and laugh and love, love myself, love others, love who I am now and always, and be able to know the difference in how to deal with the lies and the truth every single day, first in my best interest and then in the best interest of the situation. Take a nice breath. Pull in that life force. Let it go all the way through your body. Turn it around and blow out any negative energies left over.
Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
You know, last week I lied. I'm copying to it. You know, I said we're going to talk about joints this week, but really we're talking about lying this week.
Okay.
What kind of
joints? Next week, it's the kind you don't smoke, like knees, elbows, shoulders.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
All those kind.
Okay.
And, what's interesting is that I'm getting, tomorrow I'm going to go have minor surgery to have my knee meniscus repaired. And so it's a really timely topic for me. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people, oh my gosh, are you getting hips, shoulders,
right.
Knees.
Well, we saw this morning Al Roker just had a hip replacement.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. So we're going to be talking
on NBC, by the way.
We're going to talk about what those problems mean, mm-hmm. what your essence might be trying to tell you when you have those kind of problems.
Oh, okay.
And how to recover in the best way.
Okay. All right. So if some part of you gets the importance of clearing your essence with the ecosystem approach, mark your calendar. Living Lighter Radio is every week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and look for the radio tab.
So if something about this show spoke to you today, if you don't want to lie to yourself anymore, maybe you suspect you're lying to yourself, but you can't quite see it clearly yet,
mm-hmm.
the way to get there is with the ecosystem approach. Mm. And we make it really easy. If you sign up for our newsletter, and I'm going to ask you to do it right now. So grab a pencil, grab something to write with, or if you're at your computer, we're going to tell you the address. But if you sign up for our newsletter, all we ask for is your name and your email address. And every week we send you sort of the backstory about the topic for that week, but we also send you clearings to do about that topic. Mm. So start clearing today. If you started with our fourth segment and you were clearing, you're on your way to being honest to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And if you sign up for a newsletter, that's the way to do it. So we're at www.livinglighter.org and go to the newsletter tab. And also look us up on Facebook. We're at livinglighter.org again. And like us. I love to see people like us or leave a comment. You're more than welcome to do that. And we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Okay. And I just want to remind everyone, clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically is the best way to live your life. It's because you can make a difference, not only in your life, but in other people's lives, the people around you.
And that's because the negative energy is what's causing the problem.
Exactly. So
We'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.